USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump signed an executive order that is setting the stage for developing a national strategy for workforce development. Before highlighting the order, the president spoke about what the order will do.
Today, 23 companies and associations are pledging to expand apprenticeships. They will sign the pledge committing to train and retrain more than 3.8 million American students and workers for new jobs.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats was speaking today at the Aspen Security Forum in Denver. He again addressed the Russians hacking into our 2016 presidential election.
They are the ones that are trying to wreak havoc over our election process. We need to call them out on that. It's critical that we do so and then take steps to make sure that they are not able to do this with the election coming up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Democrats are continuing to go after President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court of the United States. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Democrats continue to attack the president's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, for many reasons, including his remarks on indicting a president while in office. The Republican chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, says those statements by Kavanaugh have been taken out of context.
Nobody's above the law. So what he was saying was that the Congress ought to look at whether or not a president, when he's in office, ought to be in could be indicted.
House Republicans approved a resolution expressing support for ICE in a 244-35 vote. Many Democrats just voted present. The strategy of voting present was to protect vulnerable Democrats from a contentious vote and protest what most Democrats deemed as a political stunt to distract the media and public from Congress's failure to enact immigration reforms. That's according to the Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Earlier this week, Congressman Jim Jordan, former wrestling coach at Ohio State University, spoke with investigators from the university as part of the school's investigation into a team doctor's alleged sexual misconduct involving members of the wrestling team. Jordan joined Fox News to talk about what he knew and if he knew anything when he was assistant coach.
I knew of no abuse, never heard of it, never had any reported to me. If I had, I'd have dealt with it. Every single coach has said the same thing I have. All kinds of wrestlers have said the same thing I have. And the reason they have all said that is because it's the truth. We're going to continue to just talk about the truth. If, in fact, there was someone who faced any type of harm or any type of abuse, we want them to get their justice, and that's why this investigation is moving forward.
The congressman was also asked if he thinks any of these attacks on him are politically motivated.
I think so, but, you know, look, that's I guess I'd like to think that the reason you see the left coming after me and lies being told is because we're being effective in doing what we told the American people we're doing. I also think it has something to do with the fact that I think President Trump is doing a great job, and we are trying to support him and help him make America great again. I mean, think about this, Bill. In a year and a half, unemployment is down. The economy is growing. Taxes have been reduced. Regulations have been reduced. Gorsuch is on the court. Kavanaugh is on deck. We're out of the Iran deal. The hostages have come home from North Korea, and the embassy's in Jerusalem. By anyone's definition, that is a great year and a half, and I am proud to be helping the president accomplish those type of things. I think that's another reason you're seeing these false attacks happen.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.